I've been speaking to Kelly Yole of Capella and Anita Doth of Two Unlimited, 90s dance icons heading to the Assembly Hall Theater in Tunbridge Wells on the 3rd of April. After nearly 28 years, it's the fans who've brought them back and sparked a whole new chapter.
Well, I have to say, I'm looking at you right now, and you are absolutely gorgeous.
I am in very nicely lit studio. We didn't plan this, but it's worked out very nicely for me, but thank you.
Yeah, you're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
But, you know, when the charts actually quieted down, how did real life look for you? Because I'm quite sure, you know, everything, you know, we've talked about the pressure, we've talked about the bad weather, which of course messes with the hair and messes with the decor and everything you've got. How did it look for you?
Well, I chose to leave. So at the end of 95, I'd been in the music industry since I was kind of 18. So I'd done several years by then, and I made the decision that that just wasn't what I wanted to do anymore. And I stepped out of music in 95, and I went to work in radio in 97, and literally started in radio in 97 and stayed there. So I think kind of for me, I made the decision to make a change in my life. So I didn't pay much attention to kind of what the leftover wake was behind me, because I decided it wasn't where I wanted to spend my time.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the course of a wise woman. You know, there you go.
I wasn't wise then. I think I'd had quite a brutal experience of the music industry, and somebody referenced it to me as the only way you could stop taking the hits was to get out of the way. And it was almost like this isn't being offered to me in a term that I'm willing, in a way that I'm willing to do it. So the only thing I can really do is walk away. And actually, I look back now and wish that I'd had a bit more experience to be able to stand up for myself. But I didn't have that knowledge and life experience to be able to do that. So my choice was leave. I didn't like the room, so I left completely. And I don't
regret
that choice.
Here you are.
But here I am. And who knew, right? Who
exactly.
knew that 30 years later, you'd get the opportunity to change the ending to that chapter? It's just joy, pure joy.
Well, as it seems like yesterday that you were on the charts, and you're still on the charts, you know, honestly, because, you know, everyone will stand up to dance. What would your younger self actually be surprised about how you look today?
About how I look or who I am?
Both.
Yeah, I think this is quite easy for me, because my daughter is the age I was then.
Okay.
So I kind of look at myself in the advice that I give my daughter. And obviously, because the experience I've had, I kind of look back and think, had I had a mum that had the experience that I had, I think it would have been a very different journey for me, but I didn't. And that's okay, because I have had the experience to be able to guide my daughter. So I think by way of my, I don't know that I would say much more to her. I'd say you're naive and you're too trusting. Mm. But the only way, if somebody had said that to me then, you're too naive and you're too trusting, I'd have been like, well, I'll work it out my own. I wouldn't have taken the advice, because the only way that we learn in life is to experience in life. So I don't know that I wouldn't have changed anything. I think that the experiences I had young framed the person that I became, and I wouldn't change any of that. And even the negatives, you know, they kind of formed that center of needs for me that made me value integrity, honesty, key parts of my personality that have served me really well in life.
It makes perfect sense, because many people would say, okay, what would my younger self say? And then honestly, they says, I wouldn't change a thing. You know, you have to go
you
through some things. So why now?
I didn't plan it. I shared some pictures, and it was the fans of the music that pulled me back. Very quickly, I got offered a chance to perform, and that was kind of wild to me. I was 51. Do people really want to see me perform? And actually, they did. And it was that who gets the opportunity to go back 30 years later and change the ending to a chapter that was over 30 years ago? Very, very few people. And I just felt like, and I mean, I've truly changed the ending to the chapter. I've changed everything, and having the most extraordinary experiences that I did, be it being in a studio with Anita today. Oh. You know, if you had told my 22-year-old self that we would be here doing this now, I'd have gone, you know what, that's worth the wait, because we are literally just writing our own script now, and we're having a good time and doing what's authentic to us, and that's just luxury.
How do you feel about when you hear your tracks today? What comes to mind? Because you are as present as you were then, as you are now. So that must feel awesome for you.
It is. I think probably more than just the tracks. I think it's the attachment memories to
Yeah,
music. So
sure.
it's more the stories, and actually the music that we were both part of was part of an extraordinary time in the world. And when you listen to stories coming out of Eastern Europe about how this music was kind of synonymous of the celebration of the end of communism, the beginning of a free
Yes.
world, you get a true understanding as to the impact that this music had on their lives. It was more than just music, it was more than just dance. It's about attachment that lasts a lifetime, and I think that's incredibly special.
That truly is. I mean, thinking about your whole career and then bringing it back to today, got two more questions for you. If you had to perform one track and just one track forever, what would it be? I know I'm putting a lot of pressure on you, but what track would that be?
My favorite track from my, well, actually, I kind of have two. My favorite to perform vocally is Move It Up. And it's just because there's quite a few of the tracks that I had in Capella, a couple of them I had four words. So I used to kind of ad lib. But I never don't enjoy doing You Got to Know just because of kind of what a classic track it is and what it's gone on to be. And then Move It Up vocally was always my favorite track to perform. But actually, I mean, because I went back to studio and re-recorded all of these tracks to perform this time round. So the odd bit is, they don't really feel 30 plus years to me because I was able to kind of have more say than I did then. There's a couple of new verses in things, there's different ad libs. I was able to kind of, I call them my performer versions because I was always first and foremost a performer. And the tracks I've remade now are performer first. They're almost made for stage. So I actually just love doing it all now. But You Got to Know is always, I don't know, you that was the track that was the reason that I said yes to going into Capella. And then Move It Up was always the one vocally that was most enjoyable for me.
Does it get tired on the stage
No.
when it doesn't?
I think the engagement from the crowd, and we did the first Originals Live show 2 weeks ago. And Originals Live is a little bit different because we don't perform as a set of PAs. We perform a show, and we each perform in different segments throughout the show, and we collaborate, we perform tracks together. But although we thought that the crowd would know kind of more than our one hit, we knew that they would know two, three, four. We honestly had a venue full of people that did not stop singing. It was like we had a choir. And seeing them just, we actually call it, refer to it as date night with your youth. Because it's literally like whatever age you were then, whether you were the 12-year-old kid watching the older brother, whether you were out doing it yourselves, whether it was synonymous of something else, whatever you were going through, it seems to be this kind of portal back to where you were then. And Originals Live is a pure celebration of the impact we had on our eras, and people just get it. It's glorious. It's just
Your
your
area,
area.
you know that,
Yes,
right? You
I
should
know that
come.
you will be here on the 3rd of April. I am so excited. I will be there. You
And
will, fabulous.
yes, and I am going to be jumping up and down. I will not be able to sit down. So I will be actually wearing some nice, comfortable shoes.
Absolutely right. Well, we'll make sure we say hello.
Excellent. Okay. Well,
Fabulous.
thank you very much.
Thank
Well,
you so
bye.
much.
Take
We'll see
care.
you on the third.
Well, you heard it here. A new chapter back on stage and a connection that's lasted a lifetime. Kelly O of Capella and Anita Doe of 2 Unlimited. I'm Mona Shanae, and you can catch them live in Tunbridge Wells on 3rd of April at the Assembly Hall Theatre. Hope to see you there.